From 2 Tango Mobile. N0TR at home. Well, I am stopped. I had to go to Walmart, pick up a couple items, and then I stopped at Home Depot to pick up some potting soil and four flower pots. I'm going to be repotting a couple of snake plants, breaking them down into smaller ones so I can give them away, because the plants, the pots they're in are starting to distend due to the fact that the plants' roots have gotten so bad. So anyway, now I'm going to run by my bank and fuss at them, and then I'm going to go run to the run somewhere and get me some lunch before I go home. That way I don't have to heat up the house cooking something.
Well, we went over to the VA and had a blood draw this morning. Come back and stopped at Wally World, or at Oldies, and then over to Wally World. And then we come on home, and we're just sitting here watching this Dallas disaster declaration due to severe storms. Wow. I'm telling you, it really... they got clobbered, put it that way, and their infrastructure is really loused up. I mean, big transmission lines and things. Just amazing, and I guess the storms aren't over with. But Bernice, anything else homemade too, gravy, biscuits and gravy, and sausage, and a nice big egg from our chickens, and homemade raspberry jelly. Oh, just about as far uptown as you can get, Rusty.
I'm going to go somewhere and have me a salad. I got stuff for that at home, but I just soon not heat the house up for anything else, even though it's warming, because you got to open and close the refrigerator to get stuff in and out and all that stuff. And I just... and a little tired this morning from... been working out in the yard. I got out before it got too hot and sprayed some weed killer around because I had a bunch of that. Picked up a bunch more limbs. Everything from all the rain has been coming the last few weeks. And you were talking about that out there. I got a friend, one of my radio friends along in the Century Club with me. He lives out in Houston. And Marty says they were without, their power went down the other day, and they were without power for a day and a half, so, and, which means he had no air and anything else, and it was 90-some degrees out there with a heat index of over 100, so it was not a pleasant thing, and he and his wife were dealing with it, but, you know, something like that is just not good for your health.
Well, this just happened, and I guess this morning, and I'm just looking at it on Fox Live News now, and on Samsung Plus, and they had 80-mile-an-hour winds. There's, I mean, big power lines down, homes damaged, airplanes turned upside down, and they don't know how soon they're going to get it back online, and I'm sure it's hot down there. We're supposed to get better the rest of the week here. Today is the hottest day of the next several, and it's 86 degrees and got a northeast wind at peaking at 8, and but that beats 80-mile-an-hour winds they had. Said it feels like 87 out there, so I doubt if we do too much outside. I'm going to go outside and kill some mushrooms there, just knock them down. Seems like when it gets real wet, that dead burn things pop up. This ends your old TR.
I know what you mean, but like I said, oh, I got to run in here to the bank. My ATM card has been giving me fits this week, and I'm going to go in here and fuss at them and see what they can do about either issuing me a new one or what. So anyway, I'll be back in a few minutes. W2T.
N0TR.